V'yenoi chaye v'lad sheyoichol min anovim kezayis. He only chaye v'yit from the grapes or kezayis. This is the Tanakama. Tanakama says what? He only chaye v'yit a kezayis from the grapes. That's what the first. V'yenoi chaye v'lad sheyoichol min anovim kezayis. Then the Mishnah brought down that the Mishnah Rishayna says, Ad sheyistu revias yayin. That you only chayv if you drink a revias of wine. And then you have a kiva oimer, afilu shafita b'yayin, v'yeshbog that tzar of kezayis is chayv. So we have a machlokes here, clearly the Mishnah is showing that Rabbi Kiva, if you drink wine, how much wine does another have to drink to be over to get malchus? That the Mishnah is showing that says first you had to have a revias of yayin, and Rabbi Kiva says no, it's enough to drink a kezayis of yayin. So, first you learn this is only a machlokes by yayin, that even according to the Mishnah Rishayna, that they say you have to have a revias, that's only by wine, by liquid, you have to have a revias. Ma'ashenken, if you eat oichol, like anovim grapes, that according to everybody would be enough for kezayis. But this is Tosafos second shot, and then it's very good the Mishnah. That first the Mishnah says, v'yein chayev atshiyechem in anovim kezayis, that if a nozeh goes to eat a salad, to eat the grapes, he's only chayiv if he eats a kezayis. I mean, if he only eats a kezayis, still he's chayiv. Now, by liquid, it's a machlokes that the Mishnah Rishon has said when you drink wine, you have to drink a revias, and the Bekiva says, no, it's enough to drink a kezayis. So that's Tosis Ikev shot like this. Tosis Ikev shot like this. As the Tanakama said, v'yein chayiv alat sheyechem and anovim kezayis. So Mor says, Tanakama loimadma lohoin lecholi surinozer lishtiya. So it also shaila how you goris here. When the goris tanakam is madmin lohim, lecholi suri nozel l'shtiya, or else loy madmin, it should be loy madmin lohim, lecholi suri nozel l'shtiya. As according to tanakam, what shachur means that the Mishnah Rishayna makes a difference. That true, if you eat grapes, then you chayiv for a kezayis. But when you go to drink wine, then you have to drink a revias to be chayiv. So he says, loy madmin lohim lecholi suri nozel l'shtiya. According to the Tanakhama, this is where Tosafos second shot, and this is the Mishnah Rishayim, that they held there's a difference between the shtiyah, the drinking, and the eating. That when you drink wine, you have to drink at least a revias to be chayiv. But if you go to eat the grapes, it's enough just to eat the kezayis. So the Tanakhama says, loy madmin. He does not say that daima they are alike, the iser of eating to the shtiyah. But Rabbi Akiva holds no. Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah says, even for drinking wine, it's enough just to drink a kezayis. Because he says, Kiva, since the pasuk says, V'yanovim lechem v'yaveshim le'yechol. It says you should not eat the grapes that are wet and dried. Is ma'achila kezayis, av kol yisurim kezayis. According to Rabbi Akiva, he learns out from this pasuk that all the yisurim are the kezayis. Just like yaveshim means dried, eating up the dry of grapes. If a pshita, the shear is a kezayis, who would then anovim lachim, the wet ones when you drink the wine, that's also chayiv with a kezayis. That's Rabbi Akiva's chiddush. So that's the machlokes Tanakama, the Mishnah Rishayna and Rabbi Akiva. That the Mishnah Rishayna holds that a shtiyah, if you drink the wine, you have to drink a revias. Because he holds there's a difference between shtiyah and achila, like kol terakulis that way. All other yisurim, that's the way it is. That to eat something that's solid and achila means a kezayis. When you go to drink something, a sheer chashuv of drinking is always a revias. Rabbi Kiva is the one that says the chiddush. He also knows that by another, even the yisur of shtiyah is also with a kezayis, because that's the pasuk of Yanovim Lechem Yaveshim. Vayte v'chayev al hayayim ifnei atzmon. Turn around. And while to this next part of the Mishnah it says, Yechayiv on the wine by itself. Here, the Mishnah says what? Vechayiv al hayayim bifnei yatzmoi, v'yal hanovim bifnei yatzmon, v'yal hachatzim bifnei yatzmon, v'yal hazagim bifnei yatzmon. That's what our Mishnah says. That if a nozeh drinks wine, and then he eats grapes, and then he eats the pits, and then he eats the shells, he's chayiv separately. He's chayiv each one separately. Just Rabbi Lezer ben Azayin, the Mishnah said a chiddush, that yoni chayiv at sheyechol shnei chatzan v'zag. That for the pits and the shells, you have to eat at least two pits. But according to Tanakama, that's the chiddush that you chayiv for drinking wine, and then if you eat grapes, you chayiv for that separately, and then if you eat the pits and shells, you chayiv separately. So that's what the Gemara says. Now, Tana Rabbanu, look at the price like this. The pasuk says, V'yanovim lechem v'yaveshim. If you have the grapes, that is wet and dry, lo yoichol, you can't eat them. So he says the pasuk is come to teach us lechayev al zeh b'fnei atzmoi v'al zeh b'fnei atzmoi, that if you eat grapes or you drink wine, you chayev each one separately. You get two malchus. The Torah says v'al zeh b'yatzmoi lechem v'yaveshim kroy yisrael, like extra pasuk. V'lichtav anovim, let the pasuk just say anovim. V'yilachem v'yaveshim amashman. I know, stam grapes, either whether they're fresh or whether they're dry. What's the pasuk have to speak out? Lechem v'yaveshim. Elo lechayiv al zeh b'yatzmoi shemoch lanovim lechem v'yaveshim. V'yasracha shishru b'yatoich lanovim. Loikishtayim. V'yafilu ein min echod. V'tamach hivin shem shnei shemois. Since there are two different shemois here, they're wet, they're fresh, or they're dried out ones, it's two different shemois. So if you warn him beforehand, you nazir, don't eat these grapes, lachim, and don't eat the grapes of the yaveshim, and you go and eat both of them, you chayiv twice. That's what a pasuk says separately, lachim yaveshim. Is it teach us that you chayiv al zeh b'fnei atzmoi, al zeh b'fnei atzmoi. So Gemara says, mikana tadan, from here, from this pasuk, we can learn out, l'chol yisurin shema Torah, from all the yisurin of the Torah. Achura gisa should be, mikana tadan l'chol yisurin nazir, from all of the yisurin of nazir. Ma kan shu min echad, just like over here, it's one min. They're all type of grapes. But we hain shnei shemas, they have two different names. One's called anovim yaveshim, dried out ones. And one's called lachim, and they're still wet, they're still fresh. They're called shnei shemas. Is chayiv al zeh b'fnei atzmoi. V'al zeh b'fnei atzmoi, that's the chiddush of the posik. That if one nazir eats both of them, even though he only had one hasroah, he's chayiv twice, is av kol. Any other case, shumin echad, even though it's one type of a food, it's all type of grapes, but vihein shnei shemus, they have two different names to them, is chayiv al zeh b'fnei atzmoi, v'al zeh b'fnei atzmoi. That they're also chayiv this separately and that separately. Now, liasuye, what do we come to include? Where's another case here that's the same type of a product, they're both wine, but since they have two different names to it, you'll be chayiv twice. Where's the case? Is liyasuya chamra chadato, to include fresh wine, v'inve, and grapes. So Tzai speaks out, afo pisha tamim shavo, even though they taste alike, the grapes and the fresh wine taste alike. Still hoyu shushne shemois, since it has two different names on it, one's called wine already and one's called grapes, is like a shtayim. That's why you chayiv twice. That's the chiddush here. So tzai zeh eschayivim toima typically the chamra chadativin veksim hedya makro betray lavin. You don't need this limud. The Torah says it clearly. The chiddush, the pasuk says meyayin v'sheicha yazir. That means umetagminon mechamra chada. Stay away from new fresh wine. V'yanovim ksim. The Torah also says you can't eat grapes. So chur pshita that by drinking wine and eating grapes havad yichayiv twice. So tzai says no. It has to at least be after 3 days old. But mamish, maybe it's mamish fresh wine. That here with mamish tastes like grapes. Maybe fresh wine 1 day old, as soon as you press the grapes, maybe then that taste is the same thing like the grapes, you only be chayiv one. That's our chiddush now. Since Lamaisa has two different names now, one is called grapes, and one is called grape juice, the juice that came out of it. Since it has its own name, so if another eats the grapes and drinks this wine, he's chayiv twice. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, Ochal charzin leikishtayim. If you eat the pits of the grapes, you chayiv twice. So Tosis learns, Chartzen like a shtayim, Mishum Chartzen like Yechel. First of all, the Torah says clearly, in Nozik can't eat the Chartzen. Or Mishum, Mikola, Shayasim, Gefen, Ayayin. There's this close dick alive. Anything that comes out of the Gefen, out of the grapes, you're fine, you're not allowed to eat. So these pits come out of it. So therefore, if you eat the pit, if Nozik eats the pits of the grapes, he's chayiv twice. Ochal Zag, like a shtayim, the same thing, if he eats the shells, he's also chayiv shtayim, the same thing. You chayiv one lav, a Torah says zag, and secondly, as kol hayotze mi gefen. Ochal chatzin v'zag, let's say eats together a chatzin and a zag, is like a sholosh, he gets three malkusin.
one for the Aveira of eating a chartzin, one for Zag, and one for this Kol Zikalav of Kol HaYaitzim Megefen. He can't eat anything that comes out, so therefore there are three times Malkus. Rav Ram Rav says, no, Rav Ag is an Abaya. Rav Ram ain't a loika, El Achas. You only chayiv one on chartzin, not two. Why? I, what happened to the lav of the Kol HaYaitzim Megefen? Shein a loika alav Shebeklolis. Because that's called the lav Shebeklolis. This lav of Mikol HaYotzim and Agefen, that includes a lot of things. Mikol HaShayatzim and Agefen, it includes a lot of things. Since it includes a lot of things, that's called the lav Shebeklolis that goes on a lot of cases, and therefore the klal is from such a lav, you don't get Malkus. Therefore, Yid HaChartzin, you only like a one according to Rava. For the Aveira of Yidin HaChartzin, but for the other lav of Mikol HaShayatzim and Agefen, that's a lav Shebeklolis, you do not get Malkus. That's a law that goes in a lot of cases, that you won't get Malkus. Moser Reb Papa, Reb Lezer Oimer, Nozir Shoye Shoye Sayayin, Kol Hayoim, Izein Achaye Velachas. Reb Papa has a question like this, Moser Reb Papa, that Reb Lezer Oimer, Nozir Shoye Shoye Sayayin, Kol Hayoim, a Nozir that was drinking wine the whole day, Izein Achaye Velachas, he only gets one time Malkus. Like if you warned him in the morning, don't drink any wine, and he keeps on drinking wine, even though he drinks 10 revi'asin, he only gets one malchus. His kozman, he didn't have a separate hasroah. It doesn't divide up the mice. It's called one drinking. He only gets one time malchus. All right, turn over. So without hasroah, it's all considered one long mice. What about the Omrullah Yal Tishta? Let's say they warned him after each drinking. They told the Nazi not to drink wine, and he drank the Revias of Yain. And then they warned him a second time, don't drink. And he kept on drinking. He chayev then every time they warned him, each warning is considered like a new Maisa. That's Mafsik, the Achila. He's chayev each one separately. And each time it's called like a new Shtiyah. Ochal anovim lachim yveshim. He ate these grapes, the fresh grapes and the old grapes. Chatzan and vizagin, pits and shells. Vesochat eshkol shel anovim, and he squeezed out a cluster of grapes. Veshos and he drank them, is like a chomish. He gets five times malchus. But he says it means kloima. Kizayis mikol echad, he had a kizayis from each one of them. Vegam v'sochat eshkol anovim v'shoysa loikehei v'shum kizayis anovim lachim. One malchus says he ate a kizayis worth of the fresh grapes. Or kizayis yveshim, he ate a kizayis of the dried out grapes. Or kizayis zagim, he had a kizayis of the zag of the shells. Or kizayis chatzanim, he ate a kizayis worth of the pits. Or mishum shoysa yayim, and also he drank the wine, that's why he's chayiv five malchus. Fred Gemari Hachiyev so Loki Shesh, he should have a sixth Malkus. Shesh Achas Al Mikol HaShayasa. According to Kasha, according to Abaya, according to you Abaya, that you say you do get Malkus from the post of Mikol HaShayasa, you don't consider the Lav Shem Klolois. So if so, why does it say he gets six times Malkus? What happened to the Lav Mikol HaShayasa? So Gemari says, Tona v'shayir, Abayu will answer Yenichnami. This brisa doesn't go to say all the cases. The taka leaves out, staka true, left out this case. It's right. It should have been a sixth time Malkus for the person Mikola Shayasa Gefin, but it left it out. So Gemara asks, but ma shayir the high shayir, like what else did it leave out? Usually only one case is not left out. If there are two cases left out, that's alright. But just to leave out one case, that's not a derech. Usually one case that includes it already. So it has to be at least another case also. So Gemara asks, what's the other case? For the Gemara, my Shire, the high Shire, have the Gemara Shire left out the pasuk of Lo Yachal Devaroi. That any time a Nazir drinks wine, he's also over the lav of Lo Yachal Devaroi. That was his first Dibur, that when he said he's going to become a Nazir, it's like a Kabbalah of an Eder, you're not going to drink wine. So you're right, Baal Yachal. So Gemara says, if this alone, the leaving out the lav of Layacha Devaroi, that's not called a shir, leaving out. We meet here the Braisa wants to say Chidushim that a Nazir. We want to talk about the Yisurim that a Nazir has, about the wine, the grapes, the pits, the shells. But Layachal Devoroi, Isa ben Adarim. But this famous law of Layachal Devoroi, whenever you said something, that you have to keep what you said, and if you make it chulin, you're over the law of Layachal Devoroi, which applies even to Nadarim also, even though true it applies to a Nazir also. But since it also applies to Nadarim, this Braisa doesn't want to say it. This Braisa is only talking about the separate lavim you have for the Chidushim of a Nazir. So then we have the Kasha, how come it only says five? What happened to the sixth one? According to you, Abaya, it should have said this lavim, Mikol HaShayase. So Gemara Hint says, Omalei Ravino, Mipazaki Yod Ravashi, Vihoshaya Debein Habenim. Hateino Sanakasha, left out Debein Habenim. And we had before, the grapes itself, if you eat the in-between, like the little, after you squeeze out the grapes, there's a little bit left of the grape inside. In between, like the pit and the shell, there's a little bit of the meat of the grape left over. So if you eat that, you get malchus also. So Braisa left out the Bein HaBeinim. So since it left that out, it's not such a kasha in the Bible to say that it also left out the lav of Mikol HaShayase. As the Lord says, El Omra, Prophet says like this, Loi Tanya Midi Chamish. It doesn't say, Rashi said, Loi Tanya Midi Hei, Veloshin HaBraisa Leke Hei, El Leke Stam, Vatukla Farashayis, and this is like another teretz. Amra Popo, Loi Tanya Midi Chamish. It doesn't say clearly five in the Braisa. It just says, Leke, how many? It